stronger than you think. Ugh, I turned away, nauseated. A few stragglers scurried our way, sniffing the air for food as they scattered throughout the subway ceiling. Where did they come from? The nurse asked as she rubbed her arms. I knew how she felt. This was a girl's worst nightmare. They came through the dirt, the congressman noted. The ceiling may have collapsed, but if they could smell that body through the dirt, it may not be as deep as we thought. That means we can dig our way out of here, the climber walked up with the complainer. But we need to keep these rats out of here, or it's going to get pretty crowded. They're at the far end, so that gives us some time to find something to trap them with, the congressman rubbed his hands through his hair. We'll need something to block them or something to kill them with. How are we going to do that? I asked. There are so many of them. The congressman scratched his face. The climber and the complainer shrugged and looked at us. The rat squeaked.
How's that search coming? Chuck's supervisor grabbed the clipboard beside him before he could answer. Chuck gulped. We've checked everything, ma'am, and there's no sign of the train anywhere. The only thing we can assume at this point is that somehow the conductor went off track. Off track? His supervisor scoffed. How could that happen? Chuck typed out a code on his keyboard to display a schematic grid of the subway lines. Well, car 17 was last coded here, right? A few meters in, there's an entrance to one of the old tunnel lines. It's not closed off, there's only a signal, so it's possible the conductor went through there. Humph, his supervisor grunted. Where's that tunnel lead? Nowhere, ma'am, Chuck replied. It dead ends here, Chuck pointed to the end of the line, and intersects with the B line there. His supervisor frowned. If they've been gone this long, it means they're probably stuck in there. Finish your report, Chuck. I'm going to call the main office and tell them to get a crew at both ends of that line as soon as possible. Yes, ma'am, Chuck acceded. But aren't those tunnels dangerous? I mean, getting a crew of guys there is going to take a few hours, and we don't know what condition everyone is in. They may not have that much time. So what would you suggest? She asked. Chuck smiled. A few of the engineers have been working on a drone. It's essentially a remote-controlled robot that can go in the tunnels and gather video footage. Send the drone in first. The data we collect from the drone will help the rescue team when they arrive. And this drone is ready to go? She asked. Chuck nodded. It's essentially done. Ready for action when you need it, ma'am. His supervisor nodded. Call the engineers, and tell them I want the drone in the tunnels in 30 minutes.
I say we just dig our way out of here, the climber suggested. Forget the rats. I nodded in agreement. If you're right and the cave-in isn't that bad, we should get out of here, right? I looked at the congressman, who was deep in thought. This may be the safest place for now, the congressman finally replied. It's pitch black out there, and we don't know how stable the tunnel is. What if there's another cave-in? Someone could be trapped outside, and we don't have any tools. Well, I have a flashlight, the climber pulled out a long, blue cylinder. Where'd you get that? The congressman asked. The climber shrugged. I found it next to the emergency cord in that panel over there. The climber pointed to a panel in the middle of the train. So what are we waiting for? The complainer joined in. Let's get out of here. You can't leave, the nurse piped in. It's not safe out there, and he can't walk. She pointed to Dreadlock, who was cradling his backpack in his hand. There's no need to stay on my account, Dreadlock spoke quietly. It's better for you all to go without me. Don't be ridiculous, the nurse waved. No one is going anywhere. Speak for yourself, the climber scoffed. He and the complainer made their way to the door ere the rats had entered and began pulling away dirt with their hands. The congressman soon joined them, and it wasn't long before the entrance was clear. Get the flashlight, the congressman instructed. The climber handed over the flashlight, and the congressman slid through the narrow passageway to the outside. Looks like the tunnel is clear, he yelled back. Moments later, he was back in the train. The cave-in didn't block the entrance, but the area between the tunnel walls and the train is very narrow. He looked at me. I think it'd be best for now if you ladies stay here while we go for help. I didn't want him to leave. What about the rats? I blubbered. I'm not smart like you, what if we need you? You'll be okay, kiddo, he smiled. Stay here and help out. We're leaving, the climber grabbed the flashlight and made his way out of the entrance. I can't believe you're going with those two, the nurse scowled. The congressman shook his head. They have the only flashlight. If we make it out, I want to make sure help comes for the rest of you. I don't trust those two alone. It's too dangerous. I grabbed his arm. Please, don't go. He stared at my hand a moment. You're stronger than you think you are. I bit my lip as I watched him disappear into the tunnels. A rat squeaked by my foot and I flinched. The nurse sighed. Help me elevate his leg, please. I grabbed Dreadlock's leg as she placed his backpack underneath it. He groaned in pain and I lightened my grip. I can't believe he left us, I rasped. I looked at the nurse. What are we going to do? The only thing we can do, the old woman ambled beside us. Pray. Pray. I scoffed. What good will that do? Well, don't you believe in God? The old woman asked. I shook my head. Why should I? Because some old lady tells me to. Hey, she's just trying to help, the nurse spoke softly. Well, I don't believe in God, I snapped. That's no reason to be disrespectful, the nurse chided. You're pretty immature for someone who claims to be 21 years old. The train began to violently shake, and I lost my footing. I heard Dreadlock cry out as his foot fell to the ground. The shaking stopped, and I stood up. I'm sorry, I cried. I didn't mean to let go, it's okay, Dreadlock tried to assure me through clenched teeth. Was that another cave-in? The old woman glanced towards the open door. We all heard heavy breathing, followed by the soiled bodies of the climber and the complainer. There was another cave-in, the climber spoke in between breaths. We couldn't get through. I looked at the door. Why are you two the only ones here? I asked. The climber and the complainer looked at each other. The old man got trapped, the complainer shrugged. My heart crashed into my stomach. You left him, I gasped. What did you want us to do? The climber defended. We barely escaped ourselves. We've got to help him, I cried. Both the climber and the complainer shook their heads. He's gone, miss. There's no way we can dig him out. I shook my head in defiance. No. Before I knew where I was going, I was out of the train and deep in the dark.